In Parshas Korach, we find that the Ketores has a unique quality, a unique koach. And that is that when we had the Magefa against the Am Yisrael, so Moshe says to Aaron, Kachas amachte v'sim Ketores v'holich mehera el ha'eda, etc. Moshe tells Aaron the secret, go take the Ketores and through the Ketores save Am Yisrael. So the question, of course, is why the Ketores? What makes the Ketores special? Of all the Karbanos, of all the things that could have been done, there must be some significance to the fact that Moshe told Aaron to take the Ketores. Why the Ketores? So Rav Neventhal here develops an idea. Ketores. So Rav Neventhal here develops the following idea. He says as follows. We have a Karban and we have the Ketores. Karban comes from the root Karev. Karev means to bring close. The Karban is Mekarev, Olamos, Zelazeh. It brings us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Karev. Ketores comes from the root Kuf Tes Resh, Koter, which is Kesher, which is, doesn't mean to come close, it means to be Mekasher Yachtov. Mamash Mekasher Yachtov. So one, it's Mekasher us, between us and Hashem. And two, it's Mekasher Zeh Lazeh, the idea of Achdus. Somehow the Ketores has this added ability of Letakein Esapirud, to be Mesakein when there's a separation. A Karban is Karev, but a Ketores is Mekasher. It's even closer. So if you have a Pirud, if you have a separation in Am Yisrael, if you have a separation, so the Ketores will be the solution. Oh, this is what Rav Neventhal says. So based on that, he says as follows. When Korach speaks Lashon Hara against Moshe and Aaron, and so some of the Mefarshim say that what was the Ikar of Korach's chait? Hapirud. He was separating himself. Vayikach Korach, Targum Onkelos says, V'itpalig Korach. And Korach separated himself. Rav Neventhal has a play on words. The word miflaga means political party. Hamiflaga rishana b'Yisrael, he miflagas Korach. That was the first political party where he separated himself from the leadership of Moshe. Oh, so the essence of a party, this is what Korach was doing. Am Yisrael was united under the leadership of Moshe. Sometimes Am Yisrael did chataim, they made mistakes, but the basic leadership Am Yisrael was united under Moshe. Along comes Korach and says, no, we're going to be different. We're going to have a separation. We're going to have a new group, a new miflaga. And it's an attack against the unity of Am Yisrael under Moshe Rabbeinu. And that begins the Magefa. Oh, that was the chait of Korach. And that begins the Magefa. So what's the solution to the Magefa? The Ketores is that which is Mekasher B'nai Yisrael back together. It's Mekasher us to each other and Mekasher us to Avinu Shebashemayim. Oh, and that's why it's Dafka, the Ketores. And then Rav Neventhal goes one step further and says, and who is the one to offer the Ketores? Why does Moshe Dafka ask Aaron? Rav Neventhal writes as follows, L'mi B'Yisrael Matim Menatzeach Who is the one who is Mesugo? He is able, he has the ability to fix up this Pirud of Korach. Someone whose whole essence, his whole being is Achdus. Who is that? Aaron HaKohen, whose essence is Oev Shalom, Virodev Shalom. Someone whose very essence is one of uniting, binding people together, that's the person who has the Koach through the Ketores to fix up the tikkun done by Korach. So this is Rav Neventhal's approach, why the Ketores, and Moshe tells Aaron to bring the Ketores. Oh, and that's the pshat in the Ketores stopping the Magefa. Rav Neventhal writes here a beautiful idea. He says, this is how Am Yisrael has to view itself. Am Yisrael has to view itself as if it's bound up all together. He gives an example. Let's say a person is in a situation where he has to speak Lashon Hara L'Tovelis. Right? You know, the Chofetz Chaim explains when it's mutter, Lashon Hara, which also is mutter. The machshava we should have is as follows. Yesh li eiver chole baguf. A person has one sick limb. Ubeleis breir hu zakuk litzipul koev. And this limb needs some sort of treatment. Aval havin shezo eivishli, it's my limb. Oh. In other words, sometimes you feel, if it's necessary, it's Lashon Hatoel, you should realize you're speaking like one of your own limbs. You're all connected. This is an important yesod. It's not so easy to reach this madrega. That if you need to speak Lashon Hatoel, the person's part of Am Yisrael. The person could be a good person. The person is, you're supposed to feel it's like another limb. And yet you still have to speak Lashon Hara sometimes. Okay, you still have to speak Lashon Hara, but sometimes, if it's with the rules of the Chofetz Chaim. But it's like speaking against the limb. It's a whole different attitude. A person has to realize, I'm me'uchad, im kol ha'briya, im kol Yisrael, and still, I'm stuck. Not that I'm good, and he's bad, and I'm part of Yisrael, he's out of Am Yisrael. No. We're all interconnected. It happens to be in this scenario, I have a chiyuv to speak Lashon Hara about this person. Oh. And if chas v'shalom, the limb requires removal, let's say a person has a situation where a Jew has to be killed. What's the case? Well, where a Jew has to be killed. So you have to feel like you're being forced to sacrifice your own limb for the future of Am Yisrael. Where do we find this example? By Pinchas. Pinchas came and killed Zimri. So it says, Vayavo achar ish Yisrael, Vaykora shneim es ish Yisrael, etc. The Torah emphasizes that as Pinchas is coming to kill Zimri, it emphasizes ish Yisrael. This is what Pinchas felt. Pinchas felt he was forced to kill an ish Yisrael. And the Torah, this is a deep shot. The Torah is testifying about Pinchas that as much as he was full of zealotry to protect Am Yisrael, he viewed Zimri as part of Am Yisrael. He was an ish Yisrael at that time. There are other pshatim why the Torah emphasizes ish Yisrael, but here's Rav Emmental's take, that Pinchas viewed the need to kill Zimri like the need of someone who has to, lo aleinu, sacrifice a limb to save the body, sacrifice a limb to save his life. Pinchas felt Zimri has to be killed to save the moral foundation and the moral fiber and the whole continuity at that time of Am Yisrael, and that's what's happening there. Oh, so this is the pshat of the Ketores and why it's Dafka Aaron and how it connects with the language of the Torah by Pinchas.